Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show with top-rated performance standards. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. For eBay sellers, listings are like money in the bank, so there's something you don't want to lose. And Beth Cherkowski is here now to tell us how you can safely back them up. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Wody Land. And Beth, what happens if my listings go poof one night while I'm peacefully sleeping?
Well, what happens, you probably cry the same way I do.
I cry at the drop of a hat, so that's...
Listen, things happen. Things happen to eBay, things happen to your computer. I'm on, like, another new laptop, and I'm looking for another new laptop.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you lose things, you break things. I have been known to delete things by accident. So you want to have your listings backed up someplace so you can magically reinstate them and get back in business.
Makes sense.
So how can I back up my listings?
Well, there's a couple different ways. People used to export their listings to places like Octiva or InkFrog, other third-party listing services. But most of those places charge money these days, and I'm cheap, so I won't do that. So I use File Exchange.
Oh, yes.
I back up TurboLister with the backup function on TurboLister. But just in case TurboLister retires before I do, I back up all of my active listings at least once a month and generally more often. I should be doing it once a week. Don't tell anybody I'm not. But
well, you just told everyone.
Nobody that's important, because they're not here nagging me about it.
Oh, okay.
But... you can back up to, eBay has a, I guess you'd call it a service called File Exchange, which you can find on your selling page on the left-hand navigation bar down towards the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And with File Exchange, you can export, import, revise, edit, create. You can do everything in File Exchange that you have to do to create and or download and reestablish all your listings by uploading them again. There's one major problem with File Exchange, which is if you download all your active listings, it doesn't bring the pictures with them.
Oh.
So then you have to put the pictures back in on the upload side when you go to put them back up. But in comparison to not having anything to work with, that's like, it's a glitch, but it's better than nothing.
So you save all your photos anyway, right? So if you
I have two external hard drives hooked up right now to an Octopus over on the side of my desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all the pictures I've taken since 2010. Now, the ones from 1997 to 2009, they kind of died with one of the computers. But I have every picture I've ever taken because I sell the same things over and over again. I may sell out of all my Fiesta this year, but I'll go back and buy more someplace, and so I'll probably have the same pieces, or I'll need the pieces for something else. For like, I might need the pictures of the pieces for a blog post that links to all my eBay Fiesta listings.
So, Beth, other than the issue you just described, which is the fact that File Exchange does not let you back up the pictures, what other issues might I run into?
Well, the main thing is going to be your pictures, actually, these days. It used to just be the annoyance of having to download and upload and rearrange things. But a lot of us used PhotoBucket to save our pictures, and people may not be aware of the fact that PhotoBucket has decided that we need to pay them $400 a year to keep our pictures on there for eBay or any of the other selling venues. So I don't think too many people want to pay that much just to host their pictures.
Yeah.
So there's an easy way to do this.
All
right,
we're listening.
You go get a domain. Domains, you can buy a domain. Some domains you can buy for like $2.99 or $3.99 when GoDaddy or one of the other hosting services is having a sale.
That's for the whole year, by the way.
Exactly. And you pay for a hosting program with them, which will run you, for a basic hosting program, you might pay $5 a month. And then you can upload your pictures to the domain and have your pictures hosted on on GoDaddy or BlueGator, BlueHost, you know, HostGator, any one of the other ISP places that host domains, and your pictures are there, and you can pull your pictures from that for eBay.
That is a good idea.
And $5 a month is a lot more more manageable than $400 a year.
So do you also save your eBay listings on your external hard drive? Is that what you said earlier?
Well, I back up my TurboLister. That doesn't go to the hard drive, the external hard drive. The way TurboLister is set up, it goes right to my hard drive. I do the file exchange, gets downloaded to the external hard drive.
Okay.
And that's nice, because then when I pick up the laptop and go, someday I will make it to eBay to one of the parties, I can just take my hard drive with me, my external hard drive.
Sure, of course you can.
Right.
You know, and then I've got all my pictures and I've got all my listings, and I can do whatever I have to do from there. It's not like when I went to New Orleans in 2004 for one of the first eBay Live events, and I did not have a laptop. I had to call my husband and tell him what to do on the phone to get things sent up. So now we're much more flexible. We can list from anywhere at any time. List 24 hours a day if you have the energy.
What about an Excel spreadsheet?
Well, that's one of the beauties of File Exchange, too. File Exchange will take files or give files back to you in what CSV file format or Excel. So you can download it as an Excel spreadsheet. You can change the titles, change the descriptions. You can upload it as an, you can do it. There's a template in the File Exchange area that you can download for creating listings, and then you can upload from an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
So if you're Excel friendly and you know how to use that, that's a much easier thing for me than doing some of the other third-party listing tools that I just never could learn how to use.
So what's the advantage of doing this?
The advantage is that you have control over your listings. I know people, and I'm sure eBay doesn't want me to say this, but I know people who had 7,000 listings shut down a couple weeks ago because they hadn't edited them in, like, forever.
Oh, now, right. Exactly.
More than 18 months without even looking at it, that's a little extreme.
So you can edit it in the Excel spreadsheet or in the file exchange program?
Right.
And then put it back up.
Exactly. And they could have done that. They didn't have to have a listing service. They don't have to pay for 6bit or Octave or any of them. They can do that right in File Exchange with either the CSV format or the Excel format. And most people these days know enough about Excel that they can get by. I've been looking at the directions because of talking to you guys today, and they have a 67-page book on the File Exchange section that tells you how to do every blessed thing you could want to do.
Mm-hmm.
How to change the categories, how to change the titles, how to format everything so that it'll work perfectly the first time.
And where do we find File Exchange link again?
Okay. If you look at your selling page, which is my favorite page, down on the left-hand side of the navigation bar, you'll find File Exchange down in the bottom section. Hold on, I'll tell you exactly where, because I'm not on that page right now.
Okay.
But it's down to the left in the left navigation bar below Selling Manager Pro. It's down with the Seller Tools in the next to last section.
Okay.
And when you get into File Exchange, there is a page, and I'm going to put a link in the chat room, but there is a page that has all the directions, and it's not one page. It's like an ebook. It's 67 pages, but it's got all the directions for how to do every single function. The other thing I like to use File Exchange for is nobody likes to get killed on duplicate listings and have the listings taken down because you put up two of the same thing or 22 of them. So if you do download your active listings from File Exchange into an Excel spreadsheet, Excel has a function that lets you look for duplicate values. I always search by the title, and if I find two of the same title, I know I got a problem. So then I can go back. It gives you the item number. I can go back and delete the second one immediately and not have to worry about whether I'm going to get penalized for having duplicate listings.
That makes sense.
But if I get penalized for having duplicate listings, and I'm one time I actually created 22 or something, if I had lost all of those, I would have had that in my spreadsheet.
I see.
So it's just, it's an alternative to spending hours uploading and downloading through either Turbolist or Octiva, any of them.
So tell me again, how often should we back up our listings?
Depends on how often you're listing.
So each day that we, even if we list one thing, you back that up.
Well, technically you should, yeah, because if it goes down tonight, you're going to lose that one thing if you haven't done the backup.
Got it. So it should be the first thing we do after we list.
Yes, it should be. And TurboLister especially, because in the past, TurboLister, when changes came through on TurboLister, it used to glitch a lot. I used to back up all the time, and I can't tell you how many people that you know, if they listen to eBay Radio, would call and say, oh, my God, I lost everything.
Hey, Beth, we're so happy we never lost you. Thank you for coming
Beth.
Today.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. 888-723-4630. It's open phones. eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
As a business owner, you may attend industry conferences from time to time. Of course, you have to consider your expenditures and the time away from your business. Personally, I've always considered it part of my marketing and education budgets, as well as an opportunity to sharpen the saw. Stephen Covey lists the saw thing as the seventh habit of highly successful people. It means getting away from the everyday to refresh all parts of your being, taking a break from the workday in order to sharpen skills. The social sharpening is important as well. You'll meet people who will inspire and energize you. Choose your conferences carefully so your marketing and educational dollars will be well spent and sharpen away.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Listen while you list.